for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bummer Bipper Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the Delhi country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. To Delhi Mob, yarn up strong. Now we're going to jump straight in and talk to a beautiful Leah Cameron from Maro Law. A very good morning, Leah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really well, thanks, Trev.
Good to see you, dear. Good to see you. Thank you for coming. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm a Palawal woman from Tasmania. They're my mob all the way down south.
Came up to Delhi and up here in far north Queensland.
Damn indeed.
Where you lay your hat and your business, Maro Law, and we'll get into that. But look, our topic today, my sister, medicinal. Did I pronounce that right?
That's the one, medicinal.
And then I broke my jaw trying to pronounce it. Medicinal cannabis, legal or not legal? Mm. Oh, I think some ears are being pricked out there. So let's talk this conversation. Not that I'm into drugs, but anyway.
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting situation. I mean, in the past, as we know, in relation to marijuana, it was completely banned. But more and more people have been having a conversation about its positive effects for medical reasons in pain relief and the same sort. So what happened was in about 2016, the Narcotic Drugs Amendment Act was introduced. And it's a Commonwealth Act that is intended to affect legislation all across Australia. And it allows doctors to prescribe medicinal cannabis under a special access scheme through the Therapeutic Goods Administration system for patients with very specific medical conditions.
So it's been proven that marijuana has helped these people with illness.
That's it. So basically, at the moment, there's no, you know, particular list of systems where you go, okay, you've got this, therefore you can have that. But it does give doctors the power to prescribe it. Mm. So in Queensland, any registered medical practitioner can prescribe it on a couple of conditions. So first of all, it's if they believe it is clinically appropriate, and secondly, they have obtained the required Commonwealth and or state protocol approval. Now, look, there isn't a whole heap of information out there, and this is why it's a little bit, I suppose, in the unknown, and this is new news to me as well.
Hence the statement, legal or not legal.
That's exactly right.
That's what we're going into, yes.
So, look, obviously there's procedures and rules for doctors to go through themselves. And it is, look, it's messy and confusing, clear as mud, basically, and it's full of technical terms. And so because of this, apparently what research is showing is that, well, the doctors, et cetera, because of the number of hoops and the lack of available clinical evidence, it's unsurprising that so few people are actually taking up the opportunity. Mm. So, yeah, it's the opportunity's there, but people aren't necessarily able to access it at the end of the day.
Sure.
That's what we're seeing.
And so we still don't know for what illness that the marijuana works for.
Exactly.
So that's still a fluffy area, so to speak.
Exactly. So it's sort of a wait and see situation. But it's one of the questions that's popped up is, if you do have a medically diagnosed condition and the doctor has said, okay, prescribe cannabis, you know, can I just buy it from anyone? And the answer is absolutely not. So
that's illegal.
Exactly.
That's right, that's legal. So
obviously there's approved channels that you have to go through.
Of course.
And the fact remains that in Queensland you will still be charged with possession of the drug if you haven't got the appropriate approvals in place. And, they can be significant penalties as well. So, for example, you might need, if you're caught with it, you need proof that it's been dispensed by a pharmacy, all that sort of thing. So you do need to make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's, even if you are accessing it.
Well, I suppose watchdogs are going to keep an eye on transactions. I mean, well, we're talking marijuana here, cannabis, but virtually any drug out there, there's probably law in, how you say, watchdogs keep an eye on doctors prescribing different drugs.
That's
it. 'Cause some people do for legal reasons anyway,
exactly.
No matter who you are.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So and same thing can apply with, 'cause this could open a can of worms regarding a business transaction under the table.
That's right. And so that's why it's so highly regulated. But as we said, there's concern that it's almost too regulated and people aren't accessing it for their benefit. So there's actually a Senate inquiry that's happening in relation to this. And basically they're looking at the system, trying to find a solution, and they're conducting the inquiry. So they're looking at the current barriers to patients in accessing the cannabis, medicinal cannabis system.
Mm-hmm.
And their report is actually due to be released at the end of this month. And it might shed some more light on the situation. So really interesting new space.
Mm. Are we talking Queensland?
This is Australia, so it's a Senate inquiry that's taking place. But really, really interesting. It's still new ground. A lot of people don't know. I was learning new things when I was looking at this. It's just a really fascinating thing. So, of course, there's, you know, you can look at the acts online. There's more information on your state and territory's government health department's website you can check out. But as always, if you get caught with in possession of cannabis, you can contact your local legal services to provide assistance.
Sure. So when you look at it, I mean, drugs are drugs, and for a man who don't drink, smoke or take drugs, never have, never will, you know, they say not well, especially the drinking side of it, not against it, as long as you're in control. But then you look at alcohol and the dramas that it has caused on the globe regarding drink driving or domestic violence or what have you. You would think that, cannabis, marijuana, doesn't do the same sort of drama.
That's
you know
it.
What I mean? It creates the drama compared to what alcohol does over the years. So.
Yeah, it's interesting, just a social concept to how, you know, it's obviously cannabis has been outright banned and they're slightly relaxing that for particular reasons, but alcohol, it's still, you know, it's still pretty carte blanche, you know, you can go nuts. And it does have those impacts, but it's a social, it's accepted socially you know.
That's right, exactly, you know. So here it is, watch this space and look, it's a medicine that can help a lot of people. And I've seen videos, YouTube and what have you, where it has helped people from people who have fits or, I don't know, Parkinson's disease, I think I saw an example there. And after taking the drug, the so-called shaking stops.
That's it.
And the family's in tears because they see their loved one no longer shaking.
That's it.
For that split moment or hour or whatever case may be. You know, that's a good medicine.
It is. It is good. And taken in the right framework, you know, I think that's wonderful. But it's how do we get people to access it in an appropriate way? The system apparently isn't working at the moment. But it's even the awareness that the opportunity is there if you do have particular conditions to access it.
Would I go so far to ask the question is how is this cannabis taken? Orally,
I'm not. Injection, I presume it's however it's prescribed in whatever form, so it might be dependent upon your particular
cookies?
Condition. Who knows?
Thank you. Thank you.
Who knows? That would be an easy way to access it.
A cup of tea. Take my medicine. Put the kettle on, please.
Put the kettle on, and I have my biscuit. Yeah, that's exactly right. So I don't
know. Joking in a funny way, but like there it is. You know what I mean? Like it's been a legal drug for donkey's years. And now because of medicinal. Thank you, my sister. Work with me here.
We're working together.
Medicinal purposes, it can help a lot of ill
That's
people
it.
Out there, you know.
Exactly.
And look, to me, sick people need help. And
That's
if this
right.
is a good medicine that's going to help our sick people, then look, I'm all for it. Thumbs up, you know, providing it's all done properly. I'm talking to a lawyer, so there you go. thank you very much. Anything more you want to add to this little conversation?
Yeah, watch this space. We'll see what happens. It's an evolving area of the law. It's still new to us in Australia.
Mm.
So yeah, watch this space and we'll keep you updated.
And for those brothers and sisters out there who take this fantastic little plant as a social thing, no, it's not for you and it's not for that reason, you mob. So it's still illegal, so don't do it. Thank you very much, Leah Cameron, Marawa Law. Who's Marawa Law?
Marawa Law, Indigenous Legal Practice. We are based and work all around the country, really, specialising in commercial and Indigenous law. Welcome to give us a call anytime. If we can't help you, we'll try and find someone close to you to help you.
Lovely. Office here in Cairns?
Yeah, Cairns, Townsville and Brisbane.
Townsville as well. Mm. I didn't know that.
There you go.
There you
go. Out of the loop.
There you go. Watch the space. The space is growing. Out of the loop. Thank you. Beautiful yarn with you. All the best to your beautiful team and your lovely family.
Thanks, Trev.
All right, too deadly. Fantastic yarn. So there it was, yarning there with beautiful Leah Cameron from Marawa Law and talking about medicinal. Oh, I got that out, brother, too deadly. Medicinal cannabis. Legal or not legal was the conversation, and what is the law surrounding medicinal cannabis. So a very important yarn, a very interesting yarn. So, yeah, watch this space. But it's illegal at the moment, you mob, so don't start. Knock off. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Too deadly.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap on.
Our next song called Nolabi. Nolabi is the man from the Dreamtime. He used to hunt to feed his wife and families.
Come on.
To Delhi Reggae Nublik Band here on your Delhi program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling us on that Delhi number 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from Rikari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And you can have your say by calling us on that Delhi number 1-800-422-416. Yes, a very different world we're living in at the moment. COVID-19, there's no vaccine for the virus. So we just need to adhere to the rules that are in place, and that is 1.5 metres away from each other, and it's about washing your hands constantly and just abiding by the rules to flatten out this curve. Do your bit upside down, and we are adapting to the world that we live in. And look, I'm going to have a chat now to Catherine Lowry, the Commissioner of the New South Wales Mental Health Commission, and talk about a warm telephone line that they got going on the line. Catherine, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm in Sydney, so I'm sitting on Gadigal land of the Proud Eora Nation.
Beautiful, good country there. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So it's about adapting to the world that we're living in at the moment, and you're here to tell us about a warm telephone line. I'm loving that description, warm telephone line.
Yeah, look, a warm telephone line, yeah, it's not a hotline, it's not a crisis line. What we're doing, we're working with one of our organisations here in Sydney, and they're going to be providing a service where if you pick up the phone and you have some mental health issues, the person on the end who answers your call is someone who also has a mental health issue. So they understand you. They've been on their own journey, and you can have a yarn to them and just talk through the issues. It's a really special, I think it's a really special connection where people with mental health issues can step up to help each other.
Well, reaching out, you know, and being down that track, so to speak, you know, so the patient would feel at ease talking to somebody, you know where I'm coming from, sort of thing, yeah?
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's a really massive step forward because, you know, we always have lots of clinical services and doctors who are all fantastic, but they can't get you because they haven't had that journey. So this is just really fantastic. And I think it's a really great opportunity for people to connect together really well.
Exactly, exactly. And like I said, we're living in a different world at the moment. It's about adapting and being flexible, and blessed are the flexible. And New South Wales Mental Health Commission have come up with this beautiful concept, warm telephone line. So what's the number, and is it up and running?
So it's going to be up and running in the middle of next month, so 4 weeks. So they're, at the moment they're recruiting and training workers, which will be fantastic. But really, it's great because it's a telephone line. You don't, if you can't get, you know, online on the computer, or you know, you don't have digital access, or if you're living alone or in a remote area, it just means you can just pick up the phone and connect and have a yarn early. Don't wait till it gets really bad and you get really worried about things.
Exactly. And the telephone number is yet to come out. Is that right, Catherine?
I don't have the telephone number yet. They're going to be promoting that soon.
Good.
But I just think it's just great for people to know that it's coming. And I'd love to have a chat with you maybe in a month to say, here's the number, folks, you know.
Fantastic.
It's really, really important. I think that, especially, I think we can feel a bit alone sometimes. You can have people all around you, but, it's that connection, isn't it?
And, Catherine, look at the world we're living in at the moment, COVID-19. Look, it's turned our world upside down, and it takes outside the norm, and a lot of people like to work by a routine as such. Well, a routine sort of gone out the window, and that could cause pressure on the mental capacity. You're finding that COVID-19 has brought that to the table?
Yeah, it has. People get anxious, and quite rightly. We haven't been here before. As you said, the world's turned upside down. But it's not only affecting you, it's affecting your family, it's affecting your friends, whether you're at school or whether you're at work, wherever you are. And I think for some, it affects you more than others, and you've got a lot of responsibilities, haven't you? You know, you've got to, you know, keep your family together, keep yourself together. There's a lot to go on, and I really think, though, remember, People are always strong and we can always come through it together.
Exactly. And if you feel that way inclined, it's normal under the circumstances, you know. And so just reach out, and we've got a warm telephone line coming up very soon. Otherwise, get in touch with a family or friend member, and they can help you, guide you to where you need to go and regarding talking to somebody.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's just, a chat with someone who can make all the difference to your day.
Beautiful. Catherine, all the best to you. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you and your team and your family. You stay safe.
Okay, and same to you and your listeners.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. Catherine Lowry, her name is. She's the Commissioner of the New South Wales Mental Health Commission, and they've got a new telephone line coming to the table, and it's called a warm telephone line, which is nice, a nice description in regard to a discussion or a conversation that need to be had. If you're feeling that way inclined, there's going to be support there for you, and it's about massaging your mind and your thinking in the world that we're living in at the moment. Have your say, Yana Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns as BBM Bumblebit Media 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 2W Mob.
Yeah. Not sure who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need?
And need to find someone you can trust? Call Marawa Law.
They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector.
They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more.
Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 13088. Choose a law firm that understands you.
Marawa Law. Station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBN 98.7 FM.
Smile on your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another. flower of my life. Bumunga, rungin na marawala yun.
Beautiful track there. That's Jillawarra and with Saltwater Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 9.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yana, up strong, your mob too deadly. All right, now, any drop in the rates of youth justice supervision should be cause for celebration. And look, that is the case with the statement of drop in the rates of our youth detention by law. And going to catch up with and have a yarn now with the Law Council President. That's Pauline Wright online. Pauline, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well. Thank you very much, and thank you for coming to the program. So we have a drop in rates in youth justice supervision, which is a good thing headed in the right direction, yes?
It is. Look, it's great to see. It's only a slight drop, but it's a drop, and that's a good thing. But
and we'll celebrate
there are a few
it.
Concerns. Yeah, exactly. And we really should. We really should. But there's also some concerning issues arising from it as well.
Sure. So in regard to the space that you're working in, your goal is not to have people in incarceration. That's the goal, you know, especially youth at this point in time for their young lives.
That's exactly right. What we would like to see ideally is no children in detention. Mm. And that's the goal ultimately. At the moment that's not happening, but there has been an improvement, and that's really great to see.
So on average, 2018-19, Indigenous children rates 10-17, ages 10 to 17, were 16 times more likely than their non-Indigenous counterparts to be under supervision. So like I said, it's about looking at the numbers as well regarding non-Indigenous youth and Indigenous youth, yes?
Exactly, and Indigenous youth are 22 times more likely to be in detention and 15 times more likely to be under community-based supervision. So we think that that's a concern. It seems to be that we're being Indigenous or coming from a remote area or growing up in a low socioeconomic household increases your likelihood as a child to be in contact with youth justice.
And the old phrase, it takes a community to raise a child. So we all need to do our part regarding stop the incarceration of young Indigenous youth, yes?
Absolutely right. If everybody comes together to make sure that kids have got the best examples to grow up around and have their community values instilled in them and you know, feel connected to their community and to their country, I think is going to go a long way towards lowering this rate so that one day we see no Indigenous children in detention.
The Law Council feels that there should be more done in regards to federal and state and territory governments as well?
We do. We'd like to see, for a start, the minimum age of criminal responsibility raised to age 14, because depending on the state and territory you're in, it can be as low as 10 years of age, and that's just too young.
Sure, exactly. So a lot of work needs to be done in that space. But it looks it's a small drop in regarding rates of youth in detention. So, look, that's a great thing. We will celebrate it and we can build on that. So thank you very much for coming to the program, Pauline.
Thanks very much, Trevor.
You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
A deadly yarn there with Law Council President Pauline Wright and discussing her statement on dropping the rates of youth in detention, which is a small drop but a great drop and a great in celebration in regarding having our young ones, Indigenous children, in detention. And that's what we're working towards. And it's a community, takes a community to raise a child, so we all need to do our bit in this space. Have you say your mob yarn up strong. It's 11:49 in sunny North Queensland. As you have 11 minutes to go here on National Talk Black, local mob, stay tuned because Trendy Trevor will take you right through to 1 o'clock with the local program, special COVID-19 program. And that deadly number here, have you say, is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550. And you can yarn us, you can also check out our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. But love to hear you yarn your mob, two deadlies, have you say, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got someone online. A very good morning, my brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother. I remember where I was when Elvis died, but 1977, brother. Sorry, brother. I choke up when I ring up, you know, but it was passion.
King, you're a fan of the King?
I choke up sometimes, brother.
You love the King?
I want to acknowledge. See, brother, 77, I went into Maury Aboriginal Sobriety. That's where I got sober, brother.
Okay, brother.
And, yeah, brother, one of the fellows that ran on the committee of that, brother, Lionel Munro, he passed away, brother. I acknowledge Lionel Munro, senior, he passed away, brother.
Yes.
And he used to come down to Maury Aboriginal Sobriety, as Snatch it was called. But he was an active and he fought for land rights and he was very much involved in the struggle, brother. But that's why I choke up, brother. My acknowledgement to the family, the Munro family, all the Maury people do, brother, thank you.
Yes.
I call you Maury more because I swear I was sober, brother. 1977.
You remember it. Remember the date, eh, brother? Remember the date. Yep.
Each family, condolences to each family as well, brother. Stephen Hagen, him and his wife, they got a new social media site, and it's something like a new Matilda, but their stories come up almost immediately.
Yep.
And I just I checked it out because it gave if people can chase it up. I think something the Telegraph is called some Telegraph. Levin, I forgot his name, the lawyer from Mother Palm there. Levin, his name, the lawyer. He gave those mob in Townsville, especially that journalist at Dundon Probe, he gave him a good slap down, brother. He gave him a good slap down. And I just got the Townsville. So we got our Townsville down here a day late, but I got a Tuesday's and Wednesday's paper yesterday, and bugged me again, brother. I wanted to look up the editor. The silence is deafening, brother. Nothing was spoken. But on Stephen Hagen's thing there, I think it got a bit more pull, and I sort of said, you know, I said, it'd be good to see because cockroach... But I said, you said me that for Stephen and his wife, that cockroach don't like light. And it'd be good to see it on media watch, and hopefully I'm crossing my fingers that they get a bit of clout and might get it on. I don't know how to go about getting it on media watch, brother. So just a little bit. On marijuana, brother, I want to give a bit of plug to it. And you know, like I said, we'll laugh home and away our day. A lot of the stuff they're good for men's group to yarn about, but they talk about medical marijuana, and it's good to, brother, bring a bit of color. They're married boys here, brother.
Yeah.
And they get a bit of culture. They go in there, but they have hangi, their brangi, brother, I saw yesterday. And also, what is the silence is deafening, brother. You know, the TV commercials, that one about AIDS, that and
Grim Ripper.
Away, I think they know a lot of black folks watch it, and they used to bring it on about syphilis up in the Cape. Yeah, white people don't get syphilis, only us. But they put it on with Aboriginal actors in the show about syphilis. But because I say this disease is the granddad of all, that South is definitely about that too, that coronavirus. There's no TV commercial about it. AIDS there was, and I thought AIDS one of those diseases that there's no beg your pardon, there's no second chance of. But this is all around, this is international, and you'd think for sure they have the coronavirus commission, maybe in between, like the Almond Away program, but I'm not too sure, not just for us though, because it affects everybody, but there's no commission about that on TV, brother.
Good point.
Thank you very much, brother, for my little rant, brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you, brother. Someone there having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You mob can have your say, but you may have to do that to next week, because Murray's going to sign off here with National Talk Black. But local mob, stay tuned to your local program, the special COVID-19 program with Trinity Trev. That number is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, 24/7, you can text us 045-714-0550, a way of having your say as well, communicating with us. And then our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. But stay tuned, we've got the news coming up. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And Murray, going to sign off here from your daily program, National Talk Black. And be back in the hot seat again on Monday. But otherwise, look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe and continue to adhering to the rules that are in place to keep us all safe in regard to COVID-19. It is upon us, and no light in the tunnel at this point in time regarding vaccine. So we're in for the long haul, you mob, so don't be too laxy-daisy and don't get complacent, you mob. Too deadly.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.